In this next gospel snippet, I want to take the mini-series on the carnal mind one stage further. I have tried to argue that the mind is the battleground in spiritual matters. I've shown, or tried to show, from Acts chapter 17, that the natural man or woman, the person without the spirit, to them, the word ignorant must be applied. Ignorance is a characteristic of the natural mind. The natural man, the natural woman, the unbeliever, is ignorant. Might be well-read, might be intelligent, might be religious, but ignorant. The word from Ephesians chapter 4 in the previous gospel snippet was this: futile. The natural mind thinks the gospel futile. And the natural mind is futile in any regard to reaching God by its own efforts. You cannot, says God. Now, I know, and I've said, that this series will be resented by the unbeliever. It will be offensive, but it is the truth of God. I want to take this just one stage further. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. If you read that passage, you will find that the natural mind thinks gospel things foolishness. They are foolishness to him. He cannot, he will not accept spiritual things. She cannot, will not accept the gospel if they are outside of Christ. They are foolishness. These things are foolishness to the natural mind. They cannot understand the gospel. And if you read the context from chapter 1, 2, and on into chapter 3, you'll find that Paul argues this out in great detail. Christ, above all, is the great object of foolishness for the natural mind. The natural mind hears about Christ and the gospel, and he thinks, and she thinks, the natural mind thinks, this is foolishness. They cannot, the unbelievers, they cannot discern anything in Christ at all. There is nothing in him. Supremely, Paul says, it is the cross of Christ that is utter folly to them. They reject it. To think I need the blood of Christ to wash me from my sins? To think that I need the righteousness of Christ to make me right with God? Oh, no, no. That's foolishness. To think that Christ should die for me and redeem me? No, no, no. That is foolishness. Christ crucified, the wisdom of God. No, 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 says the natural mind. That is what the natural man, the natural woman thinks, the unbeliever. I preach Christ to them. I preach the free offer of the gospel. I tell them what Christ will do. His blood will wash them. His righteousness will clothe them. I urge them to trust Christ. I command them to trust Christ. I plead with them. I warn them of judgment. And what is it? It's like water off a duck's back. It is foolishness to them. They cannot receive it. They will not receive it. They resent it. They turn from it. They cannot, they will not accept it. My friend, if you are an unbeliever, this is you. Praise God in the gospel. He gives a new heart. No wonder Jesus says you must be born again. If you're not born again, you will never see the kingdom. You'll never understand it. But if you are born again, you will repent of your sins. You'll turn to Christ and trust him. I urge you to repent and trust Christ. If you don't, you will perish. You will perish thinking he and his salvation, his blood and righteousness, are foolishness. Oh, I plead with you. See the glory, the wisdom, the wonder of God in Christ. See the glory of his gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ. There it is. The natural man cannot, will not receive this. It is foolishness to him. Oh, I plead with you. See and come to see the glory of Christ in the gospel, especially in his death, blood, and righteousness.